It's the biggest space vehicle Europe has ever built. Jules Verne weighs 20 tons and stands more than 30 feet high. In a way, it's not much more than a high-tech space truck to carry supplies to the International Space Station. But it's actually much more important than that, because it gives Europe the ability to take goods and astronauts into space independently of NASA.
The Jules Verne vehicle is something which the Europeans have spent a lot of money and a lot of time working on, and if it works, it'll be certainly a big step forward for the countries that are involved with that. That doesn't actually include the UK, but nonetheless, it certainly is a big technological breakthrough to have something like this going up, built by the countries in Europe rather than the Americans, and doing this kind of work.
When it blasts off from French Guiana early on Sunday, it will be unmanned, carrying a cargo of almost 8 tons of fuel, food, air and water. The European Space Agency says it's the first spacecraft to dock in space without human intervention. It uses a Russian-built docking system with laser eyes to close in on the space station. And although it's unmanned, it is man-rated, so astronauts will be able to collect supplies, including drinking water from Milan, during its 6-month stay. After that, it will undock, carrying the space station's rubbish, and burn up on re-entry. A very expensive dustbin. It's been built mostly in France and Germany, but British engineers helped to fuel the vehicle at the launch site.
It's a lot bigger than anything I've ever done before. I'm quite excited about it because it's the European contribution to the space station, and it's on a big scale as well.
After the last space shuttle flies in 2010, Jules Verne will be the only game in town.